Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. The only Fortune 500 company headquartered in our state is about to become much bigger with the recent announcement of an upcoming global acquisition. Howard Coker is president and CEO of Sonoco. He joins us by phone now from the company's headquarters in Hartsville, South Carolina. Howard, welcome to the program.
Well, Mike, thanks for having me.
So for our listeners maybe not familiar with Sonoco, tell us about the company.
Sure. You know, we're a diversified packaging company founded in Hartsville, South Carolina, celebrating our 125th anniversary this year. So we were formed in 1899. We have a pretty diverse portfolio, but we're best known for our paper can business. The real ambassador to that product is Pringles. We're the world's largest producer of paper cans, the world's largest producer of industrial paper tubes and cores. Very much a global company, 300 some odd facilities around the world, representing just under $7 billion in annual sales and 22 to 23,000 employees.
So tell us now about this acquisition and what led to this. Who talked to who first?
Well, it's not who called who first. If you really want to get behind the scenes, starting about 4 or 5 years ago, you know, we really took a lot of time as an executive leadership team to look at where is Sonoco going? What is it that it's going to carry us and the future generations? So we spent a lot of time looking at our portfolio and really recognized there were certain things that we were very, very good at. We're the world's largest paper can manufacturer. And with that comes metal, componentry, tops, bottoms, et cetera. So once the dust settled in terms of us defining exactly what were the value elements, what were the products, what were the markets that we've been most successful in, we ended up landing in the metal space. And that's food cans and aerosols and closures. And there were several businesses around the Western world, Europe and the U.S., known to be for sale. And we engaged. And so extremely excited. This is the largest acquisition by a number of multiples that Sonoco has ever undertaken, just under $4 billion, that once completed will make us the world's largest producer of food cans, steel aerosol cans in the world.
And when do you expect it to close?
We're looking at towards the end of this year.
And now I understand that as part of this whole process, you're going to be divesting some businesses as well. Why does that need to happen?
Doesn't need to happen, but going back to that journey 4 or 5 years ago and looking at who we had become and who we plan to be going in the future, we felt like we needed to simplify the portfolio. We were just doing too many things. So we were involved in flexibles, think of candy bar wrappers, Oreo packaging, plastics, injection molded, thermoforming. We were in just a multitude of formats, and some would look at us and say, well, you're a packaging company, but you're a holding company. You have all these different technologies, different markets that you serve. So the thought here, the plan, what we're going to do is become much, much more focused. So allowing us to divest some divisions does a couple of things. Certainly it adds to just what I said in terms of focus and simplicity, how we manage the company. But it also allows us to have the capital and the cash flow to maintain an investment-grade balance sheet while we do acquisitions of the magnitude that we're discussing.
And so what are the challenges facing your industry right now, your company, I guess, in particular in the packaging business? Competition, the labor market?
We share all the pains of any manufacturing environment in terms of high-quality labor. I think that has settled considerably post-COVID. Competition is always there, and the markets that we serve in, we have very good competitors that we do well against them. Probably the biggest in packaging and the headlines that you see the most has to do with sustainability. That's another reason if you look at the repositioning of the company with the divestiture of our single-use plastic businesses, once we're settled, and that's probably early next year, will be in the most friendly, from our perspective, substrates for packaging. Metal, right at the top of the list in terms of current infrastructure to recycle, as well as on our industrial side, where 100% of our paper is made from old corrugated cartons.
Well, Howard, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Mike, I appreciate it as well. Thank you for taking time.
Howard Coker is president and CEO of Sunoco. He joined us by phone from the company's headquarters in Hartsville, South Carolina. We will have a link to the company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again. And remember, you can find us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.